The first Grand Prix I ever won as a show jumper was at Royal Windsor Horse Show. It was on St James in 1981, and together we won it for 3 consecutive years, which was a bit of a mark. I've had numerous wins there over the years, with Showtime, Cartagena, Jalisco, Russell, and Pandor, to name a few. When I made the decision that Big Star and I would retire, it was just a month before Royal Windsor. That would be the place to do it, I thought. I rang Nick Brooks Ward, the operations director at H Power Group, which runs Royal Windsor and Olympia, and the man behind the microphone at plenty of other shows. Hands-free is one thing, but Nick had to actually stop his car when he heard what I said, that I was calling time on my competitive career, finally, and that Big Star was joining me. I always said we'd stop together, and the time had come. I didn't have much time to think about it beforehand, the retirement ceremony. I knew they'd have some master plan, as that's what they're expert at. Nick and his brother Simon Brooks Ward are born and bred to run shows. Their late father, Raymond, was commentating on TV before I was born, and his boys have carried his show and sponsorship organisation to a different level. They didn't tell me much more than the timing, which was probably just as well. We went down to Windsor on the Wednesday as Laura, that's my partner, Laura Kraut, the US show jumper, had several horses competing, and Big Star came too. I'm sure Big Star knew pretty quickly he wouldn't be jumping there. He is so intelligent. He must have been thinking, I haven't been jumped at home, what am I doing here? I hadn't ridden him much, but on the Thursday I got on him and walked him up the short distance to Windsor Castle. Simon Brooks Ward had asked, would I take Big Star up, as the Queen would like to have a meeting with him and see what he looks like. It's not every day you get a chance to do that. The Queen is so very knowledgeable about horses, and when she said thank you very much for bringing him up, I replied that it was a bigger honour to be asked to bring him. There we were, right in front of the castle. She asked all about how Big Star was bred, his bloodlines, what he'd been like to ride, and general questions, asked by someone who really knows and has a genuine love of horses. We're very, very lucky in our sport that the royal family is so horsey, especially the Queen. We were talking about Big Star's character, and I told her how well-behaved he is, how his character is unbelievable, and then we just chatted about horses, about racing generally, and what my boys, Dan and Harry, were doing. I told the Queen we actually have a horse that she bred at Dan's stables, and before I could tell her who it was by, she already had it. A mine of information. She must be an encyclopedia of horses. Naturally, we talked about her horse, Barber's Shop, that the day before had won the show class for retrained racehorses. It was a great moment, and I appreciated being given such a rare opportunity. The following day, I worked Big Star in the main ring. He was quiet, and I was even more sure then that he knew he wouldn't be jumping. Several people asked me how I felt about Sunday being my last time in the ring, wearing white breeches and my team jacket, and my reply was, I'd be sticking them all on eBay on the Monday morning. I didn't, but apart from a few bits and pieces, most of my tack had already been offloaded to Dan Skelton Racing. I'd got my head around it, the thought of never competing again after 43 years. I'd made the decision and I was sure I'd be able to speak when Nick interviewed me in the ring. But would I, when it got to reality? There was plenty to keep me busy. An autograph signing session for which the queue was huge. A talk at the Pony Club stand and, as normal, helping Laura, who had a great win in Friday's speed class and would go on to a respectable fourth in the Rolex Grand Prix that final afternoon of the show. On the Saturday, I was honoured to receive the BHS Queen's Award for Equestrianism from the Queen. I did think she might be a bit sick of seeing me by then, but that she would be present for our retirement ceremony as well, topped the lot. I'd just have to hold it together. It was time. Mark Beaver, my groom for more than 30 years, brought Big Star from the FEI stables to the collecting ring, where we waited outside for the Household Cavalry musical ride to finish. Then the presentation of the awards for the Land Rover Driving Grand Prix. All those cavalry horses charging out. Then the drivers from Four in Hand to ponies. Big Star's never minded that level of excitement, it's just better to be on him. A cute little kid on a chestnut show pony had followed him up from the stables and was right next to him. Unusually for a stallion, he's not bothered by ponies. Lots of people wanted photos, so a bit of posing was going on. I'm guessing the kid on the pony photobombed most of them.